producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what we talk about around here, so give me a holler, and that's what we'll focus on with you, 855-993-7569. I actually had one more story to share with you about the fact that there are three stories. Actually, maybe four that had to do directly with money today. I sort of think the universe sort of sends signals. The first is that in the first week of recreational pot sales in Oregon topped $11 million in a week. $11 million! So think about the tax implications for that. The fact that the FBI found dug up $600,000 in the yard of an armored truck driver. Dun, dun, dun. But this made this is the third story in the triad that most Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. I was reading something that said that you're supposed to have 3 months' salary in an emergency fund somewhere. So in case your car breaks down or somebody gets sick or that your hot water heater blows up. 3 months. That my guess is that that's not 3 months' salary for anybody. So we're heavily in debt. And this is probably the I guess a couple of these, a lot of these stories I guess have to do with money. One is an 800 pound man was kicked out of a hospital for ordering pizza. You know, anchovies just drive everybody nuts. It's just I understand that. It's harder to move beyond a minimum wage job. All right, so that obviously has to do with the Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. And believe it or not, all of these stories, I suppose, could be traced to pot, right? Including ordering, getting the munchies. This is kind of my favorite story. You don't want to have favorites. You want to love all your stories. But it turns out that a cop is sending out speeding tickets in the mail. I'm not sure exactly why, I suppose it's easier to stay at your desk and just send out speeding tickets. He's been on the force for 13 years, and he's on temporary assignment because he basically, he works in Houston. They wrote several speeding tickets to drivers without ever having pulling them over. Certified mail for doing 90 in a 60-mile-an-hour zone on the North Freeway. He said he wasn't anywhere near the area. I actually got a parking ticket once for a car that I didn't own. I didn't own a car at all at the same time. There you go. He said, I was down in South Texas, so I'm like, well, how am I speeding in Houston? It turns out he's been sending tickets by certified mail without ever making a traffic stop. Well, I mean, it's probably safer.
Yeah.
They said, how can you write somebody up for speeding when you don't even know who's speeding? I have no comment. Why would you have any comment? I have no comments under investigation. He placed the alleged violator in his personal car, not in his patrol car, apparently. This is kind of a rogue situation. But, we have now cameras that are set at intersections that can take a picture of your license plate as you go through the red light. Because, I mean, how are you going to stop somebody, especially in the city? And I hope those guys get tickets because they put pedestrians like little old me at huge risk. And there was actually somebody down in my neighbor. We call it crossing the avenue of death. And it was a woman actually killed a couple of years ago. So there you go. And, I mean, the good news story of the day is he said his life was saved by a shark attack when it revealed he had a cancerous tumor. So I suppose the universe works in mysterious ways. Although if you're a armored truck driver and you have $600,000 in your vehicle, in your yard, it's probably not very mysterious. Alrighty, so we'd put up, we'd done the It's Broken, Let's Fix It, talking with the director of a movie called The Canadian, and talking about national characteristics. And while we're trying really hard not to be chauvinistic, then he maintains that the Canadians are really different than Americans, and it went into great detail. And it's a fun documentary because it's got so many comedians in it. And that brought up the conversation between myself and Manny and Trevor about people from Minnesota. And I think that's why we actually put this up, is that Minnesota was getting a tough reputation these days because a dentist from Minnesota killed the lion in Africa. And then a bride from Minnesota sent one of her friends who didn't show up at the wedding dinner a bill. So we're talking about, do you think that characteristics from different parts of the country have in common? And what do you think about this, Manny?
I guess it's kind of regional. I mean, it's.
So you're saying rather than a city, it's or a state, it's kind of an area?
Yeah, I think it's kind of more, you know, I think a lot of people from the Midwest are a lot, you know, are very similar. I think, you know, people from down south, I think, are very similar.
All right, well, let's talk about the similarities. What similarities do you see?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I think people from down south are a lot more, there's a lot more, I guess, what's the word?
I don't know. I can think of several.
Well, because you're from Louisiana.
That's true. True. All right. So what are your words, though?
Well, there seems to be a lot more just simple respect between people. You know what I mean? Like
that's an interesting concept.
Just with the way they talk to each other. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot more yes sir, yep. yes ma'am type of thing yep. down south. And my mom lived in Mississippi until she was 12, and then she moved up here to Minnesota. And, you know, she even mentioned about how, she mentioned to me about how it was different down there because there was a lot more yes sir, yes ma'am type yep. of stuff, and there's not as much of that up here in Minnesota and really in the Midwest in general.
I think you're right, that there's an old-fashioned kind of courtesy.
Right, yeah.
That people are... I'm not sure that if you scratch the surface, that people are terribly different, but I think that surface matters. And there is I think it's a slower pace. I think it's New Orleans is known as the Big Easy. And I think there's some reality to that people are gentler with one another. I think it's not only the sort of outward manifestations, because I think the good manners are really the lubrication of social interaction. That you can say terrible things if you sort of say them gently and sweetly with a smile on your face, and your voice goes up at the end. And I think Southerners are really good at that, especially Southern women are really good at saying, "Oh, darling, you know, I'm so sorry that you've put on all this weight. I'm sure you're under great stress, but you have such a pretty face." And that's a very Southern kind of thing, and that there's you feel that there's sort of something in there that's not very nice, but it's not obvious at all. And people are gentler. I think there is more of it's not even refinement per se. It's just manners. It's just it's an old fashioned kind of point of view to a certain extent. And I think mm-hmm. that, you know, that's the issue. I mean, we've talked in the past couple of months about the stars and bars, the Confederate flag, and part of that is undeniably racist. It certainly is, and I think it's high time that it sort of is looked at in much more critically than it has been in the past, and it is being. But it's also the other part of it that's not racist is just that that when people talk about their roots in the South, they are serious about it. They are talking about an older civility, an older part of the country, more rooted, more steeped in history than some of the northern neighbors, especially as you put out Midwest, which is a relatively new part of the country. 855-993-7569. Want to come up and defend or criticize your state? Only yours. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Leave it alone. It'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Troy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Good. How may I help you today?
Well, this is just a follow-up call.
Okay.
I called you about a year ago about a big move.
Mm-hmm.
I was very, very nervous about it, and I wanted to tell you about the rest of it.
Okay, good. We love follow-up calls.
Yeah, so I called a year ago. I was living in California, and my husband and I made a decision to move to France, and I'm very, very nervous, but I'm here now. I'm in France.
Wow, so you're calling from France?
Yes, I am.
That's great.
I just got off work. So, but your advice was really helpful, because I was sort of, you know, doom and gloom about it and very, very worried, and you just kind of brought me back down to earth during the call and sort of helped me take practical steps towards making this happen instead of seeing you know, all the bad things that could happen. So,
yeah. Well, good. So tell me the most difficult thing. How long have you been in, what city in France are you in?
Paris.
Of course. So Tumul, Formidable, Soccer Bleu.
Okay.
So how long you been there?
4 months.
All right. What was the most difficult thing so far?
Administration.
What does that mean specifically?
Like opening bank accounts.
Yeah.
Opening, you know, getting my residency card, buying a subway pass. All those things are more difficult to think of in the United States.
Other than do you speak French?
I do speak French, yes.
Well, I was going to say, if you moved from one city to another, you'd probably have to do a lot of that same stuff, even if you stayed in California. So, all right, so what's been the... So I know, but the French, efficiency is not necessarily part of the national character. I know we're talking about regional issues.
Not.
I remember being in France and standing in line in the post office for like 45 minutes or something, and finally got up to the front, and they closed the thing, and I said, Fermé, I said, why are you doing this? And, you know, Fermé, it's closed, we're going to go take a siesta, come back in 2 hours. And there was no pleading, and there were people behind me as well. I mean, there was no pleading, there's no, well, you know, couldn't you have at least deal with the people in line or give me one more minute? Nothing. It just, very efficiently inefficient. So, and
it's still the same.
I know. It does, it's a different kind of view of life in general. I mean that you know that we have certain rules and the reason that they were closed down is because everybody goes and eats a big meal and then takes a nap and you know the idea. Yeah, and with a lot of wine, and so you could say, well, wow, that's really inefficient. You could say, wow, that's a great way to live your life. All right, so Parisian inefficiency we got. All right, what's the best part so far?
The street I live on, it's just, I walk out my door and there are like a million bakeries and cafes and butcher shops and cheese shops and everything you want is literally out the front door. So,
wow.
And the subway system is amazing here.
in the metro. Okay, so you and your husband both have jobs?
We do, yes. And that was relatively easy. I mean, my husband had a job before we left. I was the one that was scared because I didn't know what I was going to do there, but I found jobs.
Great. What are you actually doing?
Well, I was a teacher in California, and I'm teaching now. I'm teaching children.
Terrific.
So, yeah.
So?
I'm very nervous, but I'm not now, and I love it here. And I think it's wonderful to make a change sometimes.
Yeah.
It's so scary, but now... I'm so glad I've done this.
Well, good for you, and I'm delighted you called back to share it with us. I have two friends who went there for their anniversary and have said that that's in the next 2 years they want to move there, and they promised that they'll have an extra room so I could come and stay. So.
Yeah. I mean, the apartments are tiny. But.
Yeah. No, I know. Okay. I know. But the chocolate is delicious.
The chocolate, there's a chocolate store, like, on every corner.
I know. I probably weigh 400 pounds. Have you put on weight since you've been there?
You know, I've lost 10 pounds, and I eat whatever I want.
I think it's I hate you. I think
because
I do
I walk
at this moment. Yeah,
constantly.
That's true. No.
I just walk everywhere.
Well, it sounds wonderful. I mean, you're sort of reigniting my sense of At one point, the only problem with me is I would have a hard time. You know, I speak gutter-snipe French, so I'd be okay. But in terms of being a therapist, nuance is not one of those things that translates
very
well.
Might be difficult. I have a hard time with nuance. So, I mean, I speak French, but, you know, the subtleties,
And to be a therapist without being able to do subtleties is probably like not being a therapist. So I'd have to figure out something else to do. Well, Troy,
I just come visit.
sounds great. And the museums are terrific. And the people, I think, you know, Paris has always thought an undeserved reputation for being snotty. I don't think it's snotty.
Not at all. And
people are very willing to help you, and they're delighted if you attempt French. You know, if you can speak some French. You don't have to be good at it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't find people here rude at all, actually.
I agree.
I speak French, so that helps, but I find them not any ruder or any friendlier than anywhere else, actually.
I've always loved Paris. I've always thought it was... And as I said, I worked on an archaeology dig in Lazy Z for a summer, so it was always one of my favorite places.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call to thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Spoke with you, things became clearer for me, and I forged ahead, and here we are.
Well, congratulations. Thank you so much for calling and sharing it, and I'm delighted that I could have been your walking Valium. And so it sounds that you're there and happy, and I'm delighted to hear about it. Thank you for sharing with me.
Okay, well, thank you, and have a good day.
Say bonjour. There we go.
Okay. Well, what
au revoir. What a nice kind of follow-up. Because people, that's the question I get asked most frequently is, do you ever hear back? And the answer is sometimes, and it's always wonderful, but it's really not. It's part of the deal that it's a different kind of modality. That when I'm seeing somebody in therapy and I get to see the changes, except there are always changes. So it's I've never been in a situation with someone where there was no change at all. Sometimes things didn't happen quite as quickly as I'd like, or in exactly the same direction that we'd all hope for. But there's always some movement, if nothing else, because I'm impatient with, and I figure people are paying money, and I don't want them to not be movement. But it's always nice to hear, because on the air, you know, it's just a different kind of thing. I don't get to hear as often what the follow-up, what the rest of the story is, as Paul Harvey would say. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, we just talked with Troy, who called a year ago about moving to Paris with his husband, and he was kind of worried about it. And I just remember as much because people call about moves all the time. And, you know, one of my things is, why not? You know, the worst case is that you don't like it, and so you sort of move back. But, so we were talking about, before he called, we were talking about sort of regional characteristics, not necessarily state. And I think Manny is right. It's more, we asked the question in terms of state. But I think the thing is regional. We were talking about the fact that Southern people just basically have better manners than the Northerners. And sometimes I think, for example, New York's briskness and brusqueness is considered impolite. And I think it's not necessarily the intent. It's not to be rude. It's just it's a faster pace. And Southern life, I think, by and large, just goes at a more relaxed pace. And that allows for slower talk, letting people in front of you, the ma'am and the sir. I think to a certain extent, New Yorkers feel that sir just adds some breath and time to a sentence and you don't have time to finish it. So, I mean, it's not that New Yorkers are less polite, although that may be one of the, they're not, it's not that they're not as nice, it's just that they're in much more of a hurry, and I think that translates into kind of a sense of rudeness. And I, to a certain extent, I think that's what happens in Paris to a certain extent, because I never felt like Parisians were rude, but I think that Parisians are not necessarily forgiving of people who don't speak French there. And Americans aren't either. I would hate to be a non-English speaker in America, because in most European countries, people speak English and whatever, some English, even in the countrysides, and then their only native language. And sometimes, for example, in France, there's a lot of patois. There's a lot of kind of regional differences that make it almost unintelligible sometimes. In England, I mean, there you can get a Cockney accent that doesn't sound much like English. But Europeans tend to be at least bilingual, if not more than that. Most Americans are not. And I have felt sorry for people trying to get through customs in the United States, where the customs people, by and large, don't speak much more than English. And I haven't been doing a whole lot of international travel, well, a little bit of international travel. But I, when I used to do a lot of traveling, I would end up doing translations for people because the customs people didn't speak anything but English. And the people are going through customs didn't speak any English. So Americans are very impatient with people not speaking English.
How much of the, just kind of going back to, because you mentioned about, you know, New York just being kind of really fast-paced. So,
yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, having lived in Minnesota my whole life and dealt with, you know, winters, like harsh winters where the weather is really cold, I noticed
yeah.
that. When the weather gets cold in the wintertime, a lot of people in Minnesota, and I know being here and our listeners in Minnesota might be a little upset with me when I say this, but we tend to be a little bit more crabby, I guess.
Cranky.
cranky in the wintertime, yeah. You know. So at a lot of times that, sometimes I wonder if that has to do with some of the differences between, like, what I talked about before with, like, the Midwest and the South, because in the South, the weather's nice pretty much all year round. You know
well,
what I mean?
Well, it's not necessarily nice all year round, but it doesn't get very cold.
Right, yeah.
It gets pretty hot.
Yeah.
So, so here's the deal. I think you're right. And we know in tropical countries, for example, if you go to the Caribbean, there's the Mon and sort of a lot more, just a gentler style of life because it's easier. And easier tends to translate into slower, gentler, nicer.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're right. It's that climate is part of it. So there, yeah.
And that's not knocking people from my home state because I love it here. But it's, you know, it's just something that you kind of notice when you know having lived here my whole life. I've kind of noticed that, particularly in the winter months, it just everybody's a little bit more tense and a little bit, you know, more irritable, I guess, because the weather can be very frustrating dealing with the weather.
Well, and I remember in California that we went something like 33 days or something without sunshine, and people were just horrible. I mean,
yeah.
Really super cranky. And I think we are influenced by, well, we know that thyroid is phototropic, and so the longer you go without sunlight, the more, I mean, I think there's no question that human beings are affected by weather. So,
yeah.
So I think it's a very valid observation. There you go.
So should we start here?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll start with Julie, and Julie says directions are given as away from the mountains or toward the mountains.
Where is she? Yeah, I think that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I grew up in Colorado.
Yeah,
absolutely toward the mountains or away from the mountains.
That's what I was
going to
say. I'm guessing that Julie's probably from Colorado.
I'd agree. Yeah, we have a nice station in Denver. Yeah.
Frankie says racism and ignorance.
Could we be more so? Are we saying that that's what our state is?
I guess so. Or I guess maybe the common characteristics.
That sounds like somebody who's not very happy with where they're living. And I think racism is more it's really interesting because I've gotten in huge discussions with people about whether the North or the South is more racist. And somebody had said, well, you know, look at housing in the North versus housing in the South. I said, well, you can't really compare because, as you point out, the climate is so different. That I think racism exists every place, unfortunately, and that it is certainly more ingrained in the South, but there was also, it had a softer edge to it, which may have been why it existed for so long, because the idea, which is certainly, please don't misunderstand me, I'm not in any way justifying or thinking that, I don't think human beings should enslave one another on any level, in terms of marriage, in terms of slavery, in terms of anything. But the idea being that Southerners, if you view somebody as your property, you take care of your property. Now, the anathema is that you view somebody as your property. I mean, that's the real problem. But people tend to take care of property, something that they feel is theirs, that they own, more than something that's not. But that it doesn't make it right. It just means that it's a different style. And that's really my point. We're not sort of trying to start the Civil War all over again. But to say that that things manifest in slightly different ways depending on part of the country. Part of it is tradition. Part of it is climate. Part of it is, I'm trying to think what else. Stuff. I mean, other stuff. All right, let's keep going.
Let's see. Kiana says outdoorsy personalities. She puts in parentheses Oregon.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. That especially the Pacific Northwest, I think Oregon and Washington and Northern California and Montana, a lot of those states, there's just much more of an emphasis on outdoor activities, outdoor life, less city life. I think that's absolutely true.
Maureen says Jersey accents.
No question. What about Brooklyn accents?
Now you're in New York. Now is the Brooklyn accent different from, say, like an accent from someone in like the Bronx or Harlem? Are there any differences?
Yeah, there really are. Yeah. Brooklyn, you know, Brooklyn, if it was its own city, would be the sixth largest city in America.
Yeah.
So it really is a country, you know, a city unto itself in some ways. And Brooklyn does have a different, and in fact, what most people view as a New York accent is really much more a Brooklyn accent than anything else. Harlem has traditionally been African American, so that has its own particular patois, even though now it's not. It's getting very gentrified and sort of integrated as well. The Bronx, I don't know that, I'm trying to think if I know the Bronx in and of itself has an accent. I mean, there's so many, especially in New York, it's such a melting pot that you get Dominicans and Jamaicans, and I think the Dominican, I think there are more people from the Dominican Republic, I think I read someplace in New York City, than there are in the Dominican Republic.
Wow.
I mean, it's something,
really? Wow.
I mean, we're such a melting pot. But, and people tease me that, you know, I don't have a New York accent. I mispronounce each vowel, but each vowel is a different region. So it sounds like I have no accent, and I actually have a compendium. No one understands me. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. and it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-993-7569. I had forgotten to mention one of the movies that comes out this week, which is a documentary called Soldiers and Peacemakers, Part 2 of the Prime Ministers, which is a look at six decades of Israel's history. I had seen the original one, and probably my fascination with this one was probably twofold. First of all, because I'd been to Israel this year and met Netanyahu, which is certainly, I mean, there's nothing like having a personal kind, and I don't pretend to know him. I mean, it was brief. But I went as his guest to Israel, and that certainly, you know, once you've been someplace, that there's a bit more of an interest in it. But for me, the reason we're actually going to do an interview with the director, and one of the reasons why is, for me, it's, first of all, a fascinating look at how incredibly personal politics really is. I mean, we think of policy and, and, you know, age-old complaints and, you know. And this documentary was fascinating to me in how much personality plays a part in what happens to the world stage. And it's really interesting. I was reading a review of Bill O'Reilly's book about Reagan and how much, which is a very complicated president in that O'Reilly describes him as a people pleaser, that he wanted to please everybody, and he was terrible about details. And Bill O'Reilly holds him responsible for getting Social Security in terrible shape when he had a time to not, you know, to be able to save it, and also doing things that were really ill-advised because he wanted to please Nancy. And so you forget, and I had just read that in the last couple of days, and I'd seen the documentary a couple of months ago, but you forget, and I suppose as a psychologist I should probably remember better than most, that everything is personal. That that when we're talking about government, we're not talking about something monolithic. We're talking about individuals. And the prime minister's is a fascinating look at people whose names we've only read in headlines. And this is kind of a backstage view of them, including, I mean, my favorite part of it. Well, my two favorite parts were, first of all, that that Jimmy Carter got along better with Anwar Sadat than he did with Menachem Begin. That apparently Begin was a difficult man, and Nasser or Anwar Sadat was kind of this charming person, and watching Jimmy Carter, the two of them kind of charm the daylights out of each other. And I think part of that has to do, again, with talking about warm climates, although obviously Israel is a warm climate, but Begin came from Poland, so which ain't warm at all. So and how much that influences your personality and your way of dealing with things. So that comes out this week as well. All righty, let's finish up our look at regional differences, just because I think that they're fascinating, because we are, you know, we are human beings. We are little animals that wander around, and we are influenced by climate, by history, by context, by upbringing, by faith, by all sorts of things. All right, let's hear some of the others.
Amy says, since I live in Wisconsin and work in Minnesota, people in Wisconsin are laid back and cheer for the Packers. I'd say drink beer, except that I don't. And then she says, Minnesota nice is real.
Well, yeah, listen, we've got the Manny and the Trevor to prove it, you know, on a daily basis. A little passive-aggressive sometimes, but very real. Yeah, I mean, it's, I mean, that's part of my delight in living in different parts of the country, is really experiencing how many, you know, both the similarities and the differences. And to really, I think I would have been a psychologist, whether I'd been a psychologist or not, because I was a psychologist long before I got the degree, but just being fascinated by the differences and the similarities and what influences. I like knowing what goes on behind the scenes. So what better job than being a psychologist?
Marge says, everyone uses their hand as a map to show where in the mitten they live. Then she's from Michigan.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any... I think New Yorkers tend to... I'm trying to think if New Yorkers use landmarks more than other people. I'll tell you one of the things that I've noticed, having spent a little bit of time in Florida recently, is everybody in Florida is really polite and really nice, and they will absolutely offer you directions, and they are never right. Never. The sense of accuracy, I mean, people in New York will tell you directions, and sometimes they're right, sometimes they're not. With Florida, everybody will give you directions, but they'll say, take a left and go down 4 blocks, and what you really need to do is take a right and go down 10 blocks. I mean, I don't know what it is. It's kind of... I have no real sense, because they're not being mean, and I don't think they're intentionally trying to mislead, you know, nincompoop here. But I'm not familiar with the area, and so asking a lot of questions, and there's some main thoroughfares, and most people know the thoroughfares, but they'll tell you it's either south of it or north of it, and they're almost uniformly wrong. The sense of direction. Just doesn't seem to be inherent in that part of the world. And I'm not sure why. I have to do a little bit more investigation. Because New Yorkers are not always right. But they'll usually tell you when they don't know. I don't think I don't know is... I've never heard anybody in Florida say that, even though they don't. I mean, it's just amazing. And I'll write it down. It's not like I'm remembering it wrong. Let's say, you know, go down 3 blocks and take a left, and it's 12 blocks and you take a right. But other than that, it was perfect. All right. Well, I'll tell you one other story about directions, which is, I think, very characteristic. Told a story about being in Boston when I first moved there and asked somebody where Tremont Street was. And they said, it's pronounced Tremont, and you're on it. And I said, but it's not, there's nothing that says that. And they said, everybody knows where it is. And that's very Boston. That's very Boston. People in Boston don't buy hats. They have hats. Everybody knows what Tremont is. Okay.
Barbara says, we all have anger about the size of our tax bill for the privilege of living close to Manhattan.
Boy, that's the truth. Yeah. And it's not even in Manhattan. I can't imagine not. I mean, I live in the city. And one of the people said, well, gee, what about the burbs? I said, look, it costs the same. And then you have that damn commute. And I am not a patient person in traffic. The only thing that's...
Oh, gosh,
I mean,
neither am I.
No, cell phones helped because you can play Free Cell or something when you get stuck in a train or something. But, and my vocabulary, I mean, you folks would not recognize, well, you probably would, but that there are all sorts of words that tumble out of my mouth when I'm in a car, stuck in a car. But I have noticed that my vocabulary has gotten a little saltier because people are not watching where they are walking.
Yeah.
Because they are on their cell phones.
Yep, exactly.
And I don't like it ordinarily, but I'm usually pretty adept at getting out of their way. But with two broken toes, man, I have had rather salty language for the last couple of weeks. And I, to the extent that I said to myself, do you really need to say that? I said that to myself, so you can tell it was probably a bit out there. So I will... But my toes are getting better. They basically are beginning to look almost toe-like as opposed to being a sausage-like. So I hopefully will not be talking about my toes very much anymore. But folks, if you're walking near me, please at least pay some attention so you
look up.
Me.
Look ahead of you.
Yeah, use your cell phone later. There's nobody there. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.